All right, I think we'll just hop right into it then. Skate committee report, turning it over to Chairman McKenzie.
Thank you, Dr. Chairman. I want to thank everyone for hanging in there on this last day. We have, as of last September, we've been pressing ahead with work on Amendment 5, and we're starting to talk about specs for next year. But today, we're only talking about Amendment 5 to the skate plan and its further development. Last September, the council approved a problem statement, goals, and types of measures to consider in achieving these goals. But in doing so, we expanded the scope of the action beyond just considering limited access. And as a result, the next step for us is to convene a supplemental scoping period. The skate committee has not met since the September council meeting, but it has reviewed the draft supplemental scoping document, which the council needs to approve today. And this includes a minor edit to the problem statement that Jenny is going to take us through in a minute or so. So for today's meeting, we need to receive Jenny and Rachel and Lou's presentation on the scoping document and plans for the public scoping process, consider the edit to the problem statement that you'll hear about in a moment, and approve the supplemental scoping document. So with that, I will hand this over to Jenny, who is pinch hitting for a technologically plagued Rachel. Jenny?
Hi, everyone. I think Rachel is going to give it a go. So if you wouldn't mind unmuting Rachel, and I'll serve as a backup.
I'm showing Rachel is unmuted.
Can you hear us, Dr. Feeney?
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that delay. No, and my computer's been crashing all week. So hopefully I'll make it through these 10 slides. Next slide, please. Okay, so as Dr. McKenzie said, we need to move forward with a supplemental scoping period. And I'm just going to outline some of our plans for that and the work that we did on a supplemental scoping document, which should be in your binder, and explain this problem statement clarification. Next slide, please. So I won't rehash the problem statement, goals, and types of measures to achieve the goals that you voted on to approve in September, but just have them here as a reminder. We're thinking about ways to prevent tripping, the incidental limit in the skate fishery, thinking about improving catch reporting and accurate catch data, and thinking about issues related to the participants in a fishery not being able to be defined as well since we have an open access skate permit. Next slide. So we have a number of goals here. Again, I won't read through them all, but they all relate to ideas that may get at addressing those concerns. Next slide. So we've increased the types of measures to consider in this action to achieve those goals from the second one here, limited access for wing and or bait, to a whole range of measures, 7 more measures, thinking about an intermediate trigger potentially, different TALs for within the wing fishery, monitoring requirements, the ability to, or thinking about the ability to restrict fishing between state and federal fishing, perhaps some gear modifications, reconsidering whether to make the federal skate permit year round, and potentially additional reporting requirements, which I think would help improve data streams. Next slide. Okay, so we're here in December. The council is set to approve this scoping document. And assuming that happens today, we are ready to submit the Federal Register notice soon after this meeting to notice the public scoping period. We've been working on preparing this background, the scoping document, and we've also, the plan team has been working on gathering some background information. We have done quite a bit of work over the last couple years on the limited access portion, but starting to think about some of those other aspects of the other types of measures that we'd be working on this action. So we haven't just been thumb twiddling these past couple months, but we'll move forward to a scoping period in January to February. We'll be announcing dates for two hearings via webinar soon, assuming it gets approved today. We'll hold a committee meeting and advisor meeting in early March to review those scoping documents, receive the PDT background work, and move forward with the action at that point in terms of alternatives and further tasking. So you'll see in April a review of the scoping comments and an update on whatever progress the committee has made in March. Next slide. Okay, so within the draft scoping document, we used the initial scoping document as a basis to revise and update. So you'll see it has a lot of the normal sections that we have in our scoping document, noting that we're expanding the scope of this action beyond limited access. The public is welcome to comment on the problem statement, goals, types of measures that the council approved. And we're wanting, you know, hopefully comments on whether the public feels like these issues should apply to the wing fishery, the bait fishery, or both fisheries. You know, noting that the council could potentially revise the problem statement and goals at a later point. We have information there on the stock status, the permit structure, management history, issues to consider, the issues regarding limited access, different aspects of a potential limited access permit that could be created. And then we expanded this section to include those other management measures, creating a series of questions that will helpfully trigger some comments about how, if and how these measures could be designed to achieve the goals that were identified. We also put in here the overall FMP goals and objectives, hoping to get some public comment about how what we're doing in Amendment 5 may align with supporting the Amendment 5 goals. And as we noted in September, there are some aspects of the FMP objectives that could stand a relook and update, and so invited comment on potentially updating those objectives, as well as the logistics of where, when, and how to comment. Next slide. Okay, so onto the problem statement clarification. So this in blue is an excerpt, the first part of your problem statement, and we're just hoping to clarify the text that is read here. What was approved in September says the incidental limit has been triggered two times in the last 10 years. This language was first developed in August, and really the committee was focused on the two problematic years in 2016 and 2017, where the wing and bait triggers were tied together. And, you know, essentially, if we're getting technical, they've actually been triggered more than two times in now over 10 years, technically five times since they were first implemented in July 2010, two for bait, three for wing. So we just want to make sure that this language is clarified to not cause any confusion. So we're recommending a relook at just this this language in red to maybe generalize it or make it more accurate, up to date, try to avoid any misinterpretation. Next slide. So this table we've included in the Amendment 5 discussion document now, which lives on the Council's Amendment 5 webpage. And it specifies, you know, the exact dates and things that were going on regarding when incidental limits have been triggered in the skate fishery. First in September 2010 and that January 2017 time, both the wing and bait were triggered because the bait was tied to the wing trigger at that point. We've since had a framework that has disassociated those triggers, so that won't necessarily happen again in the future. But we just wanted to be extra clear with the public that it wasn't just two times in the last 10 years. Next slide. So we've got some language choices here. Choice number one is the existing council approved language. Choice number two, a few times in the last 10 years, is what's in the draft scoping document right now that the committee reviewed. But we've had some thinking since that time that, you know, last 10 years is getting out of date. Choice number three is super specific but lengthy. And so when Matt and the staff were going back and forth about this, we kind of settled on proposing choice number four, just saying five times since first implemented in July 2010, as maybe a simple approach, but more accurate than choice number one. So, you know, we can certainly note in the scoping document to get more specific about this in the scoping document and refer the public to the longer explanation and that table in the previous slide in the discussion document for details. I think that was my last slide.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Feeney, for the presentation. So we'll open it up for questions first from council members. Journey Eatry.
Thank you. So in reviewing the revised scoping document previously and then reviewing it again in preparation for today's meeting, I still am a little concerned thinking back on how our recent advisor panel meetings, attendance, and discussions have gone between getting recommendations for what could be appropriate for the wing fishery and what could be appropriate for the bait fishery, and making it clear in both the document, or if it's too late in the document, in kind of the presentation when you go out to hearings, to generate feedback from folks that we could be looking at different measures for each component. I'm wondering if you've given it more thought on how to kind of facilitate those discussions so that it's clear for folks that if they want to comment on some of the tools that we identified and their appropriateness for the wing fishery or the bait fishery or both of them, like how you can foster those types of clearly distinguished comments that I know that we've had a few times where our members of our advisory panel that are in the bait fishery haven't attended in part because they didn't think the discussion had anything to do with the bait fishery. So I'm trying to figure out how we're going to kind of bring that to the forefront so we can get constructive comments through these two hearings.
If I may.
Dr. Feeney, sorry.
Yep, no problem. So I can certainly look back through the scoping document. You know, we have many places in there where we say, you know, ask questions about the wing and or bait fishery, you know, please comment on one or the other. I can go back through and make sure, maybe do some bolding or something to make that more obvious. Certainly in our presentation, we can encourage that. And I can also take a look at the FR notice language that we have drafted to help solicit comments if people feel like strongly one way or the other for one of those fisheries.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the council? Seeing none, out to the audience. Maggie Raymond, Ms. Raymond.
Good morning, council, Dr. Feeney. I have a question. Under the goal of improving reliability of catch reporting, would that include all the tools that we currently use in other plans, like a VMS requirement, pre-trip notification, at-sea monitoring, dockside monitoring, so forth?
So maybe that question might be better addressed by a council member, but I believe all of those tools might be on the table. You know, there might be some constraints against developing some of those tools specifically that the committee will need to get through, work through as it develops the action. But, you know, the committee hasn't identified any of those tools as specifically off the table.
Dr. McKenzie wanted to chime in here. Dr. McKenzie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And it's just to agree emphatically with how Rachel characterized this. We've not removed anything from the table. The committee has also not zeroed in on anything either. So these discussions are beginning now, and these issues are being developed. So nothing is set in stone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience? Seeing none, back to the council. Seeing none. All right, I'm going to turn it back to Chairman McKenzie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Rachel and Lou and Jenny for bringing us to this point. I have one motion to make to address the issues that Rachel brought up, but it's not a committee motion, so I will need a second. Joan has that language, I believe. Great. I move that the council approves one, the following edit to the problem statement of Amendment 5 to the Northeast Skate Complex Fishery Management Plan, replace, quote, "the incidental limit has been triggered 2 times in the last 10 years," end quote, with, quote, "an incidental limit has been triggered 5 times since first implemented in July 2010. And point two, approve the supplemental scoping document for Amendment 5 to the Northeast Skate Complex Fishery Management Plan.
Seconded by Mr. Olszewski. Little rationale.
Thank you. Yes, this is a motion needed to be able to take the supplemental take the supplemental public comment document out for public scoping and comment, and it falls in line with the discussions that the council has moved ahead, and it's a more accurate representation of what the fishery's been doing, so the public has a better idea of why some of the issues that the amendment itself is seeking to address.
Great, thank you. Pending motion, out to the audience first. Seeing none, back to the council. Seeing none, I'm gonna call the vote. I think we're gonna try this by consensus, because I think this pretty, anybody object? By consensus, please raise, or wants to abstain, please raise your hand. Seeing none, Ms. Denise, this motion has been adopted by consensus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Back to Chairman McKenzie. That conclude the work of the committee?
That does conclude the work of the Skate Committee. Again, my thanks to Rachel, Jenny, and Lou.
Great, thank you very much. So why don't we take a 15-minute break, and we'll stand in recess till 11 o'clock, and we'll come back and get the Dr. Hare's Science Center report. We'll see you at 11.